Khalil Shakir dropped off Buffalo's practice field this week and stayed off it. ESPN's Elena Getzenberg counted him among four receivers missing from Tuesday's practice. Mike Moraitis at Bills on SI logged the same absence with no injury specified, and by Thursday's joint practice in Berea, he was still on the out list, per John Green at Bills on SI. Head coach Joe Brady, asked directly, confirmed only that the absences were injury-related, then offered a taxonomy instead of a diagnosis. There's so many different variables, with a hamstring or groin or ankle or toe. No reporting this window attached a body part, a severity, or a timeline to Shakir specifically, and he did not play in Saturday's 31-7 win in Cleveland, though that last fact carries no signal by itself, since Brady rested all of his starters, per Ralph Venture at Bills on SI. An undisclosed midweek absence 11 days after playing in the opener is a genuine change, and it lands on a receiver room already bruised. Keon Coleman is in a walking boot with a sprained foot, per NFL Network's Cameron Wolf, while DJ Moore came back from his ankle scare with no missed time, per Joe Buscaglia of The Athletic. For anyone new to this watch, the June case for Shakir was that his target share, about a fifth of Buffalo's throws whenever he played, with a catch rate north of 75% for three straight seasons, is the stickiest material a receiver profile can be built from, and the only real question was how much attention DJ Moore's arrival would pull away. Nothing about a quiet, unexplained week moves that argument. It just stops the clock on the evidence, at the exact stretch of camp when the first pass ever thrown in the new stadium had gone to him. What to watch next? Whether Shakir returns to practice before rosters cut to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and whether Buffalo ever names the injury, the answer arriving before or after cut day is itself information about how minor it is. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.